Thanks for checking out our podcast episode. This podcast is brought to you by Syn Media and the Alana and Madeline Foundation, with students from the Brotherhood of St. Lawrence David Scott School.
Hi, you're listening to Media Literacy Lab Bespoke Podcast. I'm your host, Victoria. In this episode, we're talking about information disorder.
Hi, my name is Victoria Tuseska, and I'm here with
and Caitlin Francis.
Advertisements.
I've had numerous occasions where, like, I've talking about, like, shoes, and it's come up on my feed, and it's just like, well, is my phone listening to me?
Yeah. What about you, Nikki?
What if the thing that you're talking about has just shown up on your feed because it's viral? Like, doesn't mean it's been...
Like, It's never come up beforehand, but it's come up exactly when I spoke about it.
Yes, but maybe when you were speaking about it, it was viral.
But it wasn't viral then. It's already been. Oh.
Okay. Well, I just think that's really creepy on their part. And if they are actually listening into our conversations, I think that's a breach of our. You're listening to Media Literacy Lab Bespoke Podcast. This episode will focus on mis- and disinformation. What is disinformation? Disinformation is intentionally false and designed to cause harm. There are three distinct factors and motives and that motivate disinformation to make money, to have political influence, either foreign or domestic, or to cause trouble for the sake of it. Source, first draft report.
What is your opinion on fake news?
So with the fake news, there's a lot of people spreading information that is made up. Example, rappers making up rumors to make other people look bad. For example, an Instagrammer by the name of VelBMX posted a tweet saying how the current coronavirus pandemic is fake and it's set up by government officials. He's also saying how people are blind, dumb and stupid for believing in it and telling people to do their own research.
Thank you for listening.
This episode is about mis- and disinformation. What is manipulated media? Manipulated media is defined as when an aspect of genuine content is altered. This relates most often to photos or videos. Tip: a quick way to check if a photo has been manipulated is to do a quick image reverse.
Syn advises that the following content may be distressing for some listeners.
Good morning, my name is Kayla. Thanks for joining this podcast. Today we are going to talk about cyberbullying and we will be chatting with Faith and Jake from the David Scott School. Good morning, how are you?
Good morning, I'm good.
That's good. I want to start by asking, what is your general opinion on social media?
I feel social media is a way to connect with friends and reconnect with even old friends.
Yeah.
And it can sometimes be misleading information. Can sometimes lead to cyberbullying.
Yeah. What's your opinion on the what's your opinion on social media?
Social media is good because you can get in contact with people, and it's like also good for like starting like businesses and everything, but it also has its turns on like cyberbullying and everything. So like it has its goods and bads.
So it sounds like you both think social media has some good and negative impacts when it comes to cyberbullying, is that right?
Yes.
Why do you think that?
Because my head's gone blank.
Is it just based on your opinion or do you have any evidence?
No, there is evidence.
Do you want to talk about some of that? Do you?
Hmm?
Do you have any evidence or is that just your opinion?
Evidence on what exactly?
The negative like cyberbullying impacts of social media.
Yes.
Do you have any?
There are some stats that indicate that cyberbullying is pretty prevalent, mainly on social medias like Instagram and Facebook.
Is there any like laws?
Brady's Law.
Do you want to talk about that?
Brady's Law was made from... Brady was getting bullied at her work and she got led, like, she led to killing herself. And then they made a law in Australia that they tried to stop bullying and everything, but it sort of worked, but then at the same time it didn't.
Okay, do you have any like statistics that you want to share?
The most prevalent social media, which I mentioned before, which was Instagram for cyberbullying, Instagram was around 42%.
Mm-hmm. I think that's all we've got time for. Thank you for joining our segment. I hope you enjoyed.
I'm your host, Victoria. This is Media Literacy Lab Bespoke Podcast. If you are a young person aged between 12 and 25 and want to know more about how you can get involved and make podcasts, check out syn.org.au. If you are a school and want to teach about the many different ways media works, how we engage and respond to it, plus the flip side of digital advocacy and becoming a change maker, head to medialiteracylab.org.au.
This SYN Media and Alana Madeline Foundation podcast was brought to you by students from the Brotherhood of St. Lawrence David Scott School.